But the truth, you can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, doctor, if I really need a word, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, ask me for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and we come to you live every Sunday evening at this time, and we are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're picking up momentum, courtesy of people like Mike Adams and our next two guests, Dr. Ted Brewer and Joe Hagman, and you in the listening audience. Collectively and with the help of God, and I do mean the help of God, we can make a difference. This hour is brought to you by ReadyMadeResources.com, and the proprietor, the founder of ReadyMade Resources, let me just say this. I know Bob Griswold personally. I know what a great man he is. I know how much integrity he has. But he has a special out there right now that so many of you wrote to me about. And you just said, Dave, I want the night vision. I really want to have it. I'm convinced. I heard Bob talk about it. I've heard you advertise it. Well, Bob's making that available. He's got a limited, and I want to stress limited, number of units available. The PVS 14 third generation unit. And you're going to have to call him and speak with him. You can hunt it down on his website at readymaderesources.com, but I would recommend tomorrow morning, bright and early, and Bob's business is on East Coast time, so keep that in mind. I would call him at 1-800-627-3809. There is a savings of $800, but once this supply is gone, it's gone. Bob Griswold, readymaderesources.com, 1-800-627-3809, and you might want to check out the other great products he has available as well. Well, folks, I'm not often at a loss for words, and those of you who've listened to me for the last 9 or so years know that that's true, but this last hour just left my head spinning, and I don't think it's going to get any better. And this is one of those shows where it could be 2 a.m. and I'm wide awake, letting all these thoughts run through my head. I want to set the tone for where we're going. Let me get ahead of myself, and I almost forgot, and Katie and everybody forgive me. Up on the website right now, you look at the right-hand column where the print ads are right in the middle, not the print ads, excuse me, the print articles, and you'll see we have Katie's GoFundMe site. And I want to make sure that I mention this a couple of times tonight. We are in the vicinity of about 42 to 43% towards goal. We need a little bit of a push. And we're asking people if you could just reach down a little deeper and help Katie, because she's had good progress, and at some point we're going to have her talk about this in a future show, but she needs some money so she can afford what the insurance companies won't pay for. In fact, let me just say this too. I've been deathly ill, as a lot of you know. I've been off and on, doctor, this and that. Well, the score is this. The doctors, zero. They didn't get me over a darn thing. Ted Brewer, one. Katie Whalen, one. When I started doing their stuff, well, you hear it in my voice tonight, right? Does this sound like Dave Hodges? Well, it is. Last week, you didn't know who the heck was behind this microphone. I was so sick. And thanks to Dr. Ted, and thanks to Katie, and following these natural protocols that actually put the healing in the hands of God's and natural products that he made, yours truly is about 95% better. I went and played golf yesterday. Worked out last night. I'm telling you, Katie is in this same boat, and she really needs our help. So I would encourage you, go up to my website, and I'll run it again tomorrow on the newsletter that comes out in the morning. The GoFundMe site, no gift is too big, no gift is too small, and I would encourage you to help Katie. Well, our guests are coincidentally.
I'm proud of you. Proud of you for sticking to the protocols.
Well,
Ted,
I'm not done.
Let's give him a round of applause.
I'm sitting here right now with my humidifier and Katie's suggested oils right in there. And even my wife is giving me gentle, loving reminders. Hey, turn on your humidifier, honey. this stuff works.
Right.
And what Katie is doing for her serious situation with breast cancer, that works. And I'm indebted to Dr. Ted Brower because he fixed my knee with his supplements where I was headed for the surgeon's knife. And I didn't have to go to the surgeon's knife. And he has a protocol on his website at healthmasters.com dedicated to me. He's also got the same for Joe Hagman, our next guest, with his dad, Doug, our good friend of the show. And I can tell you, folks, this stuff works. Obamacare sucks. Natural health care is where it goes. And I'm calling it like it is. I'm taking off the politically correct gloves here. Yes, Obamacare sucks. Dr. Ted, Katie, I'm telling you, these people are where it's at, and I'm walking an emphasis on living proof. So when they do come to take me to the FEMA camp, at least I'm going to be healthy. Okay, let's get into what we're going to talk about. Last week, and kudos and hats off to our friend Joe Hagman of the Hagman and Hagman Report, which airs here on Global Star Radio Network at 7 p.m. Eastern Time and runs for 3 wonderful hours. He said he had credible intel that Trump could be in danger in Chicago. And here to join Dr. Ted, who's also with us and will be for the balance of the show, Joe's just got a brief amount of time to spend with us. But we wanted to pick up where Joe left off last week. Joe, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me again. And it's unfortunate that we have to come together again, under these circumstances with the threat attempt, whether it was intentionally just to disrupt the activities of Trump or there was a more sinister plot. We don't know that. But there's a lot of information out here that now shows that this was something that was planned for weeks, and this, along with the media onslaught of them blaming Trump for this, before this you had the Pope speaking out against Trump, you had what Newt Gingrich said as far as the him not being initiated, as part of the secret cabal, if you will, and now we learn that MoveOn.org, George Soros has been funding, and there's a Facebook page. About 50,000 people were invited to come and protest in Chicago. And, they had so much effect on that protest that Trump decided to cancel it before he ever went on stage.
It's just amazing. And did you find that tip? Where was that at? Was that Facebook, if I remember right, Joe?
Yeah, well, there was a few indicators. There's a Facebook page dedicated to disrupting the Trump rally in Chicago. Then there were lots of odd comments underneath certain articles that were written about the upcoming rallies and the Trump campaign in general. And the comments, they just looked like trouble was ahead for the Trump campaign, but it wasn't very specific. And now we know that this is what they plan to continue to do aggressively against the Trump campaign. No matter which city he goes to, they will try to rally not just protesters, not just people protesting the event, but actually trying to disrupt and stop the event.
Well, let me throw this out to both Joe and Dr. Ted Brower, who's been kind enough to join us as well for the balance of the show. Mike Adams suggested in the last hour that we're not going to see just the kind of violence that we saw in Chicago, that's kind of the warm-up act, that we're going to see the bombing of buildings, the shootings of people, and it's all going to get blamed back on Trump. Do you think it's going to go that far, gentlemen?
Well, I don't know, Dave, if they're going to go that far with it. They might, because they'll certainly do anything. We've had enough false flag events in the last 15 years. But if they do that, it'll be more to suspend the elections, I believe, in general, and to go to martial law and open up the FEMA camps for the rest of us. I don't think they're going to allow that to happen unless there's another nefarious plan. It'll be way beyond Trump if that happens. I believe it'll be more for martial law and for the general demise of the American population and putting us all under UN, troop care. I don't think they're going to let that happen unless that's where the plan's going to go, because they'll say there's so much rioting and stuff going on now that we're going to have to basically suspend the election. It could go there, but, well, I tell you what, Dave, if they're that desperate to stop Trump, it wouldn't surprise me, but I mean, it's going to have to. If they do that, they're all in. There's no coming back from that. What do you think, Joe?
No, I think you're right on the money. And, you know, the more that we see this thing against Trump, the more I begin to wonder, you know, if his candidacy is really scaring these people. And to the disruption aspect, absolutely. We could see this trend continue and carry on. It could get more violent. We already see that Trump is being blamed for the protests that happened in Chicago, along with other violence that's happened along his campaign trail. We have the people in the news who are calling him, you know, I just heard a recent quote from either CNN or some other mainstream journalism where they said it was a new kind of American fascism that Donald Trump was bringing. So they are trying to marginalize him and blame him for the violence that's created not only by these disruptors, but the, you know, anything that happens on the campaign trail that's out of his control or in his control. I mean, he's taking the rap for it. So if it does get more violent and this does continue to escalate, yes, they will continue to escalate their call against Trump for provoking this violence.
It's a sorry state of affairs we find ourselves in, that we let people of such criminal backgrounds and degenerate moral principles actually become our leaders. It's mind-boggling. Joe, I know your time is really short, so let me throw it back to you once again. What else would you like our listening audience to know tonight?
Well, I would just urge everybody to do the proper research, and you know, these matters that we're talking about tonight are matters of public ability to capture the true information. So do the due diligence and look into these things yourself and see the truth of the matter instead of listening to what other people say is going on, because all the information that you need is out there.
That's very well said. Well, I know you're off to a convention in Dallas, and we wish you and your dad a very safe trip, and we look forward to your return, Joe, and we just love your show. I've been a guest on your show many, many times, and you guys have always treated me with such respect and dignity, and your command of the issues is bar none. And Joe, I'm going to make an ageism comment here. To me, anyone under the age of 40 now is the younger generation.
That's right.
And when I look, sorry, Dr. Ted, but you
are both
okay.
That's okay. You're right.
We're both in that Geritol boat. But Joe Hagman is a rising superstar this movement. And you know, Doug is such a giant, his dad is such a giant in the field, that it's kind of like Doug and Joe, but it's Joe Hagman. And when Dr. Ted and myself and Doug have gone on to meet our maker and we're having happier days, it'll be Joe Hagman and people like him and Joshua Coy who are left to fight the fight. And Joe, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for being a voice for my son and all the other children who need voices to speak up for them.
Well, thank you so much, and absolutely. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to do this, and we're going to keep on doing it, and hopefully we'll be able to change some lives in the process.
Proud to be on your team, Joe. Thank you.
Yes. Joe, have fun with the convention.
All of
thank you, guys.
Look forward to your return, Joe. Joe, thanks for taking time out to be with us, because I know you're in packing mode. So we will talk to you when you get back.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good night. Bye.
Okay. And that's Joe Hagman of the Hagman & Hagman Report, and they air right here on Global Star Radio Network, so the way you listen to us is the way you listen to them, 7 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, and is certainly the best dual broadcasting team in the business out there, and it's must-listening. Well, Ted, we've got a lot to go through, and by the way, I caught about the last 40 minutes of your show tonight.
Oh,
excellent stuff. Well, I come in, I work on my equipment, and get everything ready and line everything up, and I just, we're not on the same broadcasting system, so I can tune in, and I do, and so I get to listen to you that way quite often as I'm prepping for my show, because Ted Brewer's show is on right before we come on the air. So, Ted, we talked about a number of things that we want to go over tonight, and I'm just going to make it a jump ball here. I'm going to throw the ball up in the air and let you decide which topic we want to go with first and where you want to go.
Well, I want to talk about why they're doing what they're doing, how the NSA is involved, how the CIA is involved, what they're doing with the attention field on the planet. And what we've talked about many times on your show, and I've talked about it on Doug's show and my show, is that there's an energetic field around the planet that everybody's trying to fight to control. And we're trying to put the Christian values into that energetic field so we can create the reality and the hologram that we're in that's going to be pleasing to God and that we're going to be able to bring honor and glory to God. These Satanists that are doing all of this stuff, they were taught way, way, way back when Druidic worship was going on with Stonehenge thousands of years ago, how to do all of this by the fallen angels. It goes all the way back to the Tower of Babel and with Genesis chapter 6 and the book of Enoch. And these fallen angels taught these guys how to control the energetic field of the hologram, which was the attention field, or you can also call it how the consciousness creates reality that on the planet that we're on. And so we're not going to talk about mental candy tonight. We're going to go into some real detail on why they're doing this and how they're doing it and why they're so scared of Donald Trump. See, what Donald is doing, he's changing the energy field. He's giving us hope. He's giving us a future. You know, people have got hope like we had with Ronald Reagan again for the very, very first time now in, 30 yes. years. And we're trying to realize, hey, wait a minute, guys, we can change this. We can go back to the way it used to be. We can go back to, you know, Andy of Mayberry, you know, America, maybe not that far back, but we can sure go back a whole lot better than this mess is now. And see, that's what they're scared of. That's why I said, if they're going to do this, if they're going to stop Trump, they're going to have to take us way, way, way down the path of tyranny if they want to do it to that point of with these rioters and everything else. But remember, and this is just interesting to me, when the black magicians were taught all of this stuff by the fallen angels, it was always to turn God's creation upside down. But what we've done as Americans, and I'm going to start with this, is that, you know, we must, as Christians, we must reestablish control of the morphogenic field, the holographic reality, the attention field, whatever you want to call it, this reality that we're in. And here's what we've done. We've given control to the government that we thought was here for the people. The government's become completely infused with these Satan pedophile guys who go to Bohemian Grove, who worship Lucifer, who sacrifice babies, who sodomize little babies and little boys. These guys are sick. They're a bunch of perverts, and we're going to talk about that in depth in a few minutes of what they do and how they do it. We give control to these guys by voting them in. By doing so, Dave, it allows us to blame shift and say, it's not our fault. This is what they've done to us. That's why Congress has such a horrible approval rating. But when the election comes back, all these same congressmen will get back in again because everybody will say, well, they bring home the bacon. They bring the money back to their districts, so we want them left in there rather than getting rid of these pedophiles up in Washington. Last summer, I was up there with a conference that I was speaking for, and I actually went with Coach Dave through the halls of Congress talking to people there about the government, things that were going on, Dave Dalbermeyer, and I was shocked at how many people there were gay. Now, I'm not saying anything about gay except that I was shocked at how many people were gay in Congress and how many of the pages were gay and how many of the aides were gay. And it was overwhelming. It was like the majority of them were gay, over 50%, well over 50%. And I thought, this is crazy. So the government, we've given them control, but now the government has given control to the military. The military has turned around and given the control to the intelligence community, to the CIA, and to the satanic group of the CIA, the satanic group of NASA, the satanic group with Google and all the stuff they're doing. And they've given it to the black magicians, who've given it over to the demons. They've given it over to the quantum computer with the AI computer. And they're pushing this transhumanism agenda because they want to control the holographic field. And if we understood the game, we could stop it and start taking responsibility. Sure. And I've said this so many times, Dave and Katie, you've heard me. We've got to start praying in the aggregate. We have to pray for the things that we want this country to be. And that's what we're doing with Trump. We see hope and we see a future. So we're changing the reality of what this field has been saying with all this filth, with all this perversion that they've been pumping into the field. Because we don't want to be here. We don't want to have any part of this. And now we have a person who's a leader who's saying things that are politically incorrect but that are the truth. And we're starting to see, hey, maybe we can get out of this mess. Hey, maybe we can take back our country. Hey, maybe we can get rid of the Patriot Act and the NSA spying and all this trash. Because what they've done is they've tied us in with these quantum computers, with these smartphones, with the smart dust, with the iPads, with the Wi-Fi signals and all the things into their field now. And we've talked about that in detail on your show, how they've done that with the smart dust, with nanocrystals, and how they've tracked us now, and they're able to actually transmit from our bodies back into our smartphones, back through the wireless web, and all the things that they do to continually control the field around us. And what we have to understand is that if we allow them to do this to us on a continual basis, they're going to get exactly what they want. But if we stand in the aggregate and we pray to God Almighty through Jesus Christ every single day, and we do it as a nation, and we get on our knees. Remember the Word of God says, if my people will humble themselves and they will pray to me and they'll ask for forgiveness, I will turn and I will heal their land. That's what we have to do. Because these guys, Moloch and Baal and all these different people who they worship, these are all demons and Lucifer. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring his kingdom onto this planet. That's why the Bible says what's good is going to be bad, what's bad is going to be good. They're trying to turn everything upside down. These are the Sabbatine Frankists from the 16th and 17th centuries that have done all of this, and they've used the Rothschild Bank to basically facilitate that through the use of the monetization with the money, with their Babylonian money, magic money. And so we're in a situation here where we've got to have a massive, massive change. We've got to go back. I mean, Donald Trump can't stand the Federal Reserve. He doesn't want to do all that. He wants to change this immunization schedule. He wants to get rid of all of these drugs. He wants to release the 28 pages of the redacted 9/11 report. He's got these guys scared to death, Dave. They don't know what to do because no one has ever come out and said all of these things in debates before because they know not to do it. They just know not
Trump
to do
is,
it.
Trump is forcing a consciousness shift, and it's reminiscent of what I used to tell my clients back when I was doing mental health therapy. I used to tell them frequently when they would have a paradigm shift in their viewpoint. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Mm-hmm. And this is precisely what we're seeing today. The consciousness shift is something I could not have imagined 6 months ago. We have worked, Katie, how long have we worked? Years and years and years and years. Ted, you two, Mike Adams, all of us have worked for this moment in time. And it's surprising how little we've had to do with it. We're just here supporting the crest that's rising.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you're exactly right, Dave, because the thing about it is this groupthink of this Tavistock training they've put us through and all of this stuff from Leipzig, Germany, you know, through Skinner and all the stuff they brought into the United States through Skull and Bones back in the 1800s. It's like Satan. He always overplays his hand. And finally, we've all begun to realize that there's something really seriously wrong going on. And so I've got an article here. I want to go over part of this with you, if you don't mind. It's from Preston James. He wrote an excellent article on this. I sent it to you. It's called Psychotronic Firewalls Against Public Truth. And I want to go over the different things that he says they're using to control this energy field that controls the hologram and how he's learning how they're controlling everything they're doing through the educational system. And again, that was brought to us from Leipzig, Germany. He said, number one, the education and cultural mind control, which includes diversity training and political correctness, which are actually neo-Bolshevik cultural programming designed to destroy American borders, language, and culture. He said this was pointed out by Michael Savage, and it's a brilliant observation. It's all coming through communism again, and what happened with Lenin and Trotsky and those guys at the turn of the last century, or the 2nd century, I guess, in 1900, when it turned 1900, when the Russian Revolution took place. Number two, he says mind control through the major mass media, network news, which is technically an illegal news cartel monopoly controlled by six major media moguls who report to one large investment house, which is, of course, the Rothschild Bank, considered to be on the vanguard of such enterprises. Now, what's interesting about all of this is back, I believe it was in 1996, Bill Clinton deregulated radio and TV, Dave.
Yes,
Back then, you could only own one station or one TV station if you were a corporation in a city. That's it. And that wasn't good enough for these guys because it was too difficult to control all the radio and all the TV. They already controlled a lot of the TV, but the radio still had a lot of independent programming. I remember I'd do up to 40 shows a week during peak times, like with Thanksgiving and Christmas, talking about health and nutrition and diet, etc. And it was crazy how much I was on radio because they all needed guests. But what happened is they brought in companies like Clear Channel, another, you know, big bank monopoly that came in and started buying up every single station in the city and all the major stations that mattered. And then they started pumping their own mind control through those stations with one radio personality who was told who and what he could talk about and who and what he could have on the air. And they were basically told not to talk about natural alternatives to drugs. And so what I was doing within a 5 or 6 year phase period was completely phased out. Number four he talks about is mind control through fluoride added to the public water, toothpaste, and other foods, and various toxic additives in some vaccines. It's also used in salt in South America, because they don't have a lot of fluoride treatment centers and water treatment centers in South America, so they add the fluoride to the salt. The fluoride makes you sterile and infertile. It massively affects sperm production and makes you, so it's very difficult to have children. And so this is one of the other things they use with the fluoride. And they learned about this in 1945 when they went into Dachau, the concentration camp with Germany, and they learned that what it would do to the human mind and how it would make you servile, which means you make like a servant and you wouldn't fight against anything. And then they put it in our water supply in 1946. And the movie Dr. Strangelove was all about the fluoride. And you've got to go back to Stanley Kubrick and give him kudos again for calling this out. Number five, $1 trillion cell phone system which deploy pulse beam microwaves. This thing is everywhere. We are living inside of an energy grid from cell phone systems right now, which could pretty much do whatever they want to do with us because of the ability to use those types of beams to control thought. Number six, Wi-Fi systems, which we've mentioned earlier, which have been installed in many public schools, restaurants, businesses, and almost all homes that control entire geographical regions. Then you've got the ground-based ELF and Doppler radar systems, which are secondary entertainment functions, and also they've given it to us in food.
Can I stop you for a second?
Sure.
Talk about entrainment for a minute, because I know this incorporates cell phone, Wi-Fi, and these Doppler systems. Let's talk about entrainment and keep it really simple for the first-time listener.
Sure. What entrainment does, you have certain events that happen which trigger responses to your mind and to your body. If you see something on TV that you say, oh, I like that, okay, it releases dopamine in the brain, and you want to go back to that same thing that you did over and over and over again. This is why pornography is so bad, because of what it does to the nucleus accumbens in the back of the brain. We've talked about that in depth before on your show. And so this is what people need to understand, is that all of these things are being used to train us to continually make us stay in the web. In other words, they've shown that people who have iPhones or cell phones or iPads that are with them all of the time, that they're looking at these things hundreds of times a day, literally hundreds of times a day, checking their email dozens of times a day. If you go anywhere like at Disney World now and you're standing in line and you're in line for 20 or 30 minutes, you literally have every person in line staring into this screen being trained by this. And again, it puts you into an alpha brainwave state when you're watching all this flicker rate that they're doing, and it allows you to be easily suggested as far as what you should and shouldn't do. The same thing happens with Madison Avenue. This is number nine, and telling you how to dress and how to be trendy. And accept all of the agendas and all the perversion they're pushing on us. They also, number 10, is impose corporate norms for behavior and thought. You can't, this is what they're doing with all of the mind control they have, like at the Super Bowl halftime services, Dave. They show you all of these pyramids and these all-seeing eyes. And remember, when you see an image, it goes into the right brain, into the subconscious, and it is never forgotten by the brain. It never forgets it. And they know what they're doing, and they're forcing these images on you all of the time. Now you throw in the Prozac and the Zoloft and the Xanax and all the mind-altering drugs and mind-altering compounds added to the food and the beverages like aspartame, which you have an aspartic acid receptor in the brain. Aspartame is about 45% aspartic acid, 45% phenylalanine, and 10% paint thinner or methanol, also basically known as wood alcohol, which cannot be made non-poisonous. And what they do is they trigger your brain to release dopamine with this product and keeps you, again, dumbed down. And then you have other mind control additives added to the gasoline and diesel fuels, passenger aircraft that we have to breathe along with. Let's not even mention the chemtrails, which are spraying the skies with barium, aluminum, strontium, and other toxic chemicals and other biological agents such as Morgellons. And remember, these chemtrail skies, because they've made them a plasma, a generated field plasma, they can be flashed psychotronically to hive the American mind. In other words, if they want us to hear one thing at one time or to have one type of frequency sent throughout the entire country, they can hit all of these different types of transmitters at the same time, because this sky now has become so charged from a particulate standpoint, it can transmit the energy through the field so much easier. Then number 14,
well, Ted,
here.
Ted, before you go to that last, the next point, when you talk about transmitting a single frequency using chemtrails, correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking about using chemtrails as basically a conductant and a transducer, correct?
Yes, I can do a whole section. If we don't talk about it, we can go into whole detail of that.
I don't know that we need to do that, but this is the point I want to make for clarity's sake. Jose Delgado, back in 1961, clearly showed that when you change the electronic frequency of a mental state by beaming electronic signals at certain frequencies into the brain, you change mood state. It's on YouTube, folks. Go look it up. The guy went to work for the CIA, and when he got out of the CIA in 2008, he talked about how wrong what they were doing was going on. So, Ted, what I wanted to make the point here was this, is that the potential exists right now for America to have a singular mood state based on the transmission of a certain frequency. Am I getting that correctly?
Yes. In fact, you can look this up. There's several things you can look up, and one is under nanoletters in 2013. These are like references. A large area self-assembled plasmatic phototonic crystals. You can also look up under that's in you can look up artificial light harvesting from the Journal of American Chemical Society, and you can also look up self-assembling electroluminescent double helical metal polymers in the Journal of ACS in 2012. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do and look at this stuff and realize what they're doing to us. When you charge the atmosphere, when you put electrical currents through the atmosphere, like when you're using the HARP transmitters, and the atmosphere is full of metal, it's like a microwave oven. And when you turn it on, if you put metal in that microwave, that entire microwave starts sparking and arcing and throwing off flames. That's what they can do. The energy is so amazing right now. They've been able to bring it down from the ionosphere, from the energy up in those areas through this HARP and through this generated plasma, that they're able to control the frequency they send through this. It's like a giant conductor at this point. It wasn't very good at first. They had to make it better, and they also use it in their military applications too, for their scalar radar and their ground penetrating radars. There's a CIA component, and there's also a military component about this, and so it really makes the weapon systems better, because if a missile comes in, they can actually hit it with a directed energy pulse and a microwave beam, and they can actually heat it up in front of the missile to 10,000 degrees within seconds with this microwave pulse, and that missile, when it flies into that heat, will self-detonate. That's what people don't understand. It's also being used from a military standpoint. That's why all of this stuff is super top secret, Dave, and most of the people in the government don't even know about it, because it's all part of the Black Ops program, and it's either funded through the CIA, through Langley, through the Black Ops, through the money that's coming in from the drugs that are being smuggled out of Afghanistan, which is about $1 trillion a year, or it's in the Black Ops budget program, in which the congressmen are voting on these Black Ops, and they don't even know what's going on. So, yes, it's very interesting when you get into this stuff. Number 14 that he writes about, this is the one that I did not know this until I read this. Pre-calculated radiation discharges from numerous nuclear plants all over America and the pre-planned Fukushima disaster, these engineered releases of radiation are based on the CIA MKUltra research on how brain function is modified by radiation, inhalation, and injection. This is very secret, very sinister way to combine eugenics and mind control programs. That's why they've allowed all of these nuclear reactors to stay online leaking like they have, Dave. It's all part of the MKUltra research program that I'm sure that was either done in the United States under the MKUltra program or in the concentration camps. Cancer rates in America are now admitted to be 1 in 7 and 1 in 3 in many areas, and the rates are climbing everywhere because of these planned releases of radiation across the United States and essentially the entire Northern Hemisphere. This is one of the key eugenics programs by the satanic pedophile ritual child sacrifice human vivisectionists, also known as the Global New World Order evil agenda for the whole world. Number 15, this is even also interesting. This is what we're talking about for a second ago with this morphogenic field around us, this attention field we have. This is what was taught by the fallen angels to the druids who did all the human sacrifice, and also with the pyramids and all of these other places where they did all this stuff before the flood. And after the flood also, the newer technologically advanced psychrotonics and psi power. These are the spiritual blood spells placed on the American group mind through pedophilia, human vivisection during human sacrifice, blood sacrifice, mass murder of war, and programmed mass murder by the injection of Big Pharma. Also, I will add to that, through the abortions that we're having in the United States. And again, this was brought to us via the government and via the Satanists who are basically running everything, like we mentioned earlier. And the sad part about all of this stuff, Dave, is that the vast majority of the population, particularly the Christians, they don't want to talk about any of this stuff. Now, if you want to go back and read some of this stuff and learn about more of this and how it works, there's a really good German philosopher. His name was Tillich, and he was back probably with the best and probably one of the greatest philosophers ever. He was a German philosopher. He spoke a lot in 1933,
He talked about the different dimensions that we have in the universe, you know, where God is. He said that God was in the eternal now, and he was a Christian. He talked about all of these different things. And what happens is this energy field, the second heaven that Paul talks about, is like from the sixth through the 12th dimension. We've talked about that before on your show, and this is where the energy field comes from that controls the reality of the planet through the attention field and through consciousness. Now we know that things only become real once the consciousness creates it. We have seen that repeatedly in quantum mechanics. So what they're doing, and they were taught this by the Masons and the Luciferians and all that, they're using all of these human sacrifices to control all of this stuff. And the sad part about it is most Christians are completely and totally unaware of this, because the Druids were taught this by the fallen angels to control this hologram by controlling the attention field. Thereby, they control hyperdimensional physics. This is what the Hadron Collider is trying to do, is to even exert more and more and more control over all of this, because they want to be able to put us into this energy field to totally dominate us and control us and keep us in an evil state all the time. Yes, Katie, go ahead.
I have a question for the audience that might help them and clarify things. As you're talking about the energy fields and how they're going to use cell phones and chemtrails as conductors, how effective do you think it would be for your average household if people started to sense things going on, like you were saying, just mass consciousness or mass agitation? If people turned off their Wi-Fi, turned off their cell phones, turned off their smart equipment, smart ovens and everything else, how much of an effect would that lessen on individuals?
It's not going to take them completely out, because most of us have already been infected with the piezoelectric crystals, because they've been sprayed on us through the chemtrails. And we've also been sprayed with the Morgellons bacteria, which is basically using that. That's basically is what's the broadcaster back into the system. You know, this is what's sending out information on our DNA. And in this process by the Morgellons antenna, and in this process by the intelligence community to read our state of mind. They're tying this together in a hive mind, Katie, but if anything we can do, like I talked on Hagman's show on Friday night, I was on for 3 hours, and I spent a good part of that saying, please, 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 when you go to bed at night, unplug your Wi-Fi system. If you've got smart appliances, they're hard to unplug because they're usually plugged in behind the appliances, but at least realize what they are and understand that. I told my son today, I said, if I ever built another home, I would line the master bedroom with a copper mesh underneath the sheetrock, just as a Faraday cage to protect against all of this download mess they're putting into us all the time. But turning off the Wi-Fi, Katie, is the first big step at night. Turn off the Wi-Fi field generator inside of your house, because that's what's tying you together into the matrix. That's why they wanted to use the smart meters, because the smart meters put out such a huge electronic signal around the house that ties you in through all of the electrical wiring in the house. But if you turn off the Wi-Fi, which I actually unplug mine every night. I've got a booster in my main house, and my main system is located out here in my office. I unplug that at night, and I unplug the one in the house. I don't just turn it off. I unplug it, because that way it can't get any energy. So if we all did that together in the aggregate, Katie, it would greatly, greatly affect their ability to control us. Then they would literally have to turn on one of their Gwen towers if they wanted to have the same kind of field, but they wouldn't have the electrical field to tie into already. Because if people understand this, we are an energy wave is what we are. Human beings have a frequency in this holographic universe that we live in. And we have a certain cellular frequency, which is our DNA, which is unique to each individual. But it's still an energy wave. We're an energy wave inside of an energy wave, kind of like that movie The Matrix, which, believe it or not, had a lot more reality than people want to realize in that movie. And so we're an energy wave inside of an energy wave, and they know that. So they're trying to control the overall energy wave, which creates the holographic reality, which is what the Luciferians were taught by the fallen angels, starting all the way back again with the Druids, with the pagan worship. So that's what's going on here. We have this huge thing around us that's controlling the attention field, this energy field around us. And what Trump has done, he stepped in now, he's shorting out their attention field. They don't know what to do, because the people have started changing their attitude. They have hope. They've got a future. They've got a dream again. And they're not negative, negative, negative. So now the Democratic Party and the other communists who are involved with this and all the Satan bunches, they're getting all their little minions who have been brain damaged from all of the chemicals they've given them to go to these Trump rallies now and to try to disrupt the energy field of Trump, to not allow him to do this. This is what they did to Trump on Fox News. And if I was Trump, I would never, ever go on another debate on Fox. And I would completely shun that whole organization and hope and pray when he becomes president and not even allow them to come to news conferences because of what they did to him on that last debate. I mean, it was completely and totally. They cross-examined him as if he was a witness or being accused of a crime with slides and everything else. And in any kind of court of law, you can't do that without first telling the defense attorneys what you're going to be bringing up as evidence. You're not allowed to present stuff like that.
And they didn't have any evidence, Ted.
No, but I know, but
that's the point. They just threw baseless accusations out, and they didn't do one of those techniques to any of the other candidates.
That's right. That's right. Because they're trying to change the attention field. They're trying to change the energy field around Trump. Trump, when people see Trump, they just feel energized because he's saying, hey, we're going to make America great again. We're going to close the borders. We're going to build a wall. Mexico's going to pay for the wall. We're bringing the jobs back to America. You know, we don't have a – he said last night, I was listening to him, we don't have a 4.9% unemployment. That's a complete lie. If people stop looking for jobs, they fall off these employment rolls. And, right. and the actual reality is around 20 to 25% unemployment. We have 90 million, almost 100 million people without work, out of work in the United States right now. And see, that's what they don't want people to realize. They don't want people to realize what a horrible job these Satan people have done, these druids, these Luciferians, these pedophiles, these guys who like to rape little boys. They don't want the world to realize how bad they've done as a job, so they lie. They lie through the media. They lie through everything. They say how great it is. And it's not great. We've got a major problem. China's had a 25% drop-off date from last month to a year ago for their exports. 25%. I mean, the entire global economy is starting to collapse. I don't believe that the United States government would ever try to do the manpower with our troops to go door to door against the American people. I don't believe that would ever happen, but they wouldn't have to. They've got United Nations troops stationed all over the United States now. They could sic those guys on us. I mean, this is a major problem, and Trump knows what's going on. He's awake. That's why he's already talked about 9/11. That's why he's already talked about immunizations. That's why he's already talked about drugs. That's why he's already talked about the 28 redacted pages. That's why he's mentioning all of this to us to let us know, hey, I'm awake, I know what's going on, and I'm going to change this crap when I get to be president, because I'm not going to live like this in the United States, because he has children and grandchildren too, Dave, and there's no way he wants to put them through this. I mean, what do you think?
He did mention the BLM too, which no candidate has mentioned. But I wanted to ask Dave and Ted, I have a couple emails coming in. Explain the difference to conservatives, patriots, Christians, people who are vacillating between Trump and Cruz. What is the difference between the two?
The difference is the people looking at them need to open both eyes. Let me grab this real quick. Ted Cruz does work for the CFR. It's well documented. Ted Cruz's wife, Goldman Sachs, one of the most criminal organizations on this planet, and she's not just a minion. She's a leader, and she used to be the regional head, one of the regions for the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR. Should I go further? How about taking campaign donations, legalized bribery? He's part of the problem. And he's had all this time in Washington to correct things, and he wants to turn his failures into reasons to vote for him for the Oval Office. Okay, Ted, I'm sure you can add to that list.
Well, yeah, he's a liar, a thief, and a cheat, on top of everything else.
And a moral degenerate.
Yeah, he is. He's a degenerate. He lied to the people in the Iowa that Ben was getting out of the race. Lied, just straight lied. Cheated him out of the votes. Lied to them, cheated, he stole the votes. I mean, on top of everything else, he forgot to mention that Goldman Sachs gave him a $1 million loan, and his wife was instrumental on drafting the plans North American Union to get rid of our borders with Mexico. I mean, let's not forget any of that. I mean, she's a Goldman Sachs insider. She was a vice president with Goldman Sachs, which is one of the member banks of the Federal Reserve Bank, which took over the country back in 1913 when Taft refused to let Roosevelt run for the election. And remember, Taft was a member of Skull and Bones. This crap has been going on over 100 years now. They've done everything they can to bring this Luciferian state. Remember these guys at Skull and Bones, one of the rituals they have to do, they put them in a casket with another guy, and supposedly they have to sodomize the other guy when they're in the casket with them.
Oh,
it's one of the things they have to do.
Dinner's coming up after the show, but yeah, I hear you, Ted.
No,
it's
this
perversion deluxe.
These guys are a bunch of stinking perverts that like to screw little boys. And the sad part about it is it's all part of the Catholic Church hierarchy now, with up to 50% of the priests in the Catholic Church are known pedophiles now and are homosexuals. And they have all of these guys doing all these horrible things to the children because the Catholic Church was brought into all these circles back in the 50s and in the 60s to help the CIA funnel money and run it through the doggone Vatican Bank. And the craziest thing about all of this stuff, this wicked, wicked, wicked energy field from these Luciferians. I mean, we got Hillary Clinton talking to doggone dead people and Bill Clinton bragging about it. I mean, and Doc Marquis says she's a fourth degree witch. Now, I don't doubt that at all. I mean, like a real witch. So here's the thing. You got Ted Cruz, who is not the conservative, though he talks a good game. And undoubtedly, he probably has the highest IQ on that platform. He is absolutely, he's a very, very intelligent man. I'll give him that. But he is not what you think he is at all. I mean, he's a liar, he's a cheat, and he's a thief. On top of that, his wife is just as dirty as she can get. Kasich, he's all about the homosexual marriage and all that kind of stuff in Ohio. Plus, he's not good for the Second Amendment whatsoever. He signed that weapons ban thing. He actually got a letter from Bill Clinton back when he did it to get the assault weapons off. I mean, Kasich did all that. And Rubio, we know he's bubble boy out there in Miami. I mean, he's out anyhow. I mean, he was according to Alex Jones, he was an overt gay guy back in college. So who do we have to vote for? We got the witch, okay? We got Kasich, who's basically against what we believe for, is on the plank of what we believe. We've got Rubio, who is bubble boy, and we've got Cruz, whose wife is a flunky for the Federal Reserve Bank. And then we got Trump. So why is there even a discussion? And that's the problem. That's why millions and millions of voters are leaving the Democratic Party, just like they did with Reagan, and they're coming over to the Republican Party to vote in the primary, so they can, and they'll vote for Trump in the major election. There's no way on God's green earth that Hillary Clinton, the third, fourth degree witch, can beat Donald Trump in a real election that's not going to be fixed to the Diebold voting machines, Dave. It's impossible.
That I agree with. Therefore, I think I got some similar emails to what you just answered, Ted. And, wow, this is just open your eyes, folks. Do some research. Don't listen to Ted. Don't listen to me. Do your research. And if anything, we are understating Ted Cruz.
That's right.
And Rubio and Kasich. We can't understate Clinton. Let's talk about her for a second. Let's go to Hillary. She's had a trail of bodies following her. It's been well documented since the 1980s, since she was on the board of directors of a corporation that sold chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein, who he used to gas the Kurds. That's where it all started, and then the trail of bodies domestically has followed her. And my belief, Ted, is she is much more dangerous than Obama, and if she ever sets foot in the Oval Office, millions will meet their end in the FEMA camps.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt that. In fact, I'm sitting here talking about all this stuff, and I've got myself an FNX-45 tactical battle pistol sitting beside me with a 16-round magazine in it. I mean, this is ridiculous that the Patriots have to be this prepared in the event something happens while we're telling the truth about what's happening on the radio here. I mean, this thing is so messed up in the United States right now, because remember, Hitler, when he came into power, he was made chancellor, but he wasn't made Fuhrer. He took that authority when the Reichstag was burned, and he initiated the Patriot Act, which they called it the Enabling Act, and then he declared himself Fuhrer, and he took control as a dictator of Germany. Okay, this is what happened with our Patriot Act when George W. Bush oversaw the false flag of 9/11 and passed the Patriot Act, which is almost the same verbiage as the Enabling Act. And all of this stuff that was done to us to take away our rights. And it's been going on now for 14 or 15 years. But thanks to the internet, which they tried to use to destroy us, which they are still planning on using it for because of the energy field that it creates around us, because of the Wi-Fi technology. But thanks to the internet, we're able to broadcast shows like this, broadcast my show. You know, the Health Ranger is going to be able to broadcast. Hagman's able to broadcast. Alex Jones is able to broadcast. Joyce Riley's able to broadcast. You know, and we're reaching literally millions, tens of millions of people every single week now. And the country's waking up. You and I, a couple of years ago, I remember you and I talked about the tipping point. And the tipping point is 10%, you told me. That once 10% of the people wake up, they can't stop the movement. Well, I got a newsflash for them. 10%'s awake.
That's what's happened with Donald Trump. And they're scared to death, Dave, that Donald Trump's going to win this election, because they know if he wins it and he starts exposing these guys, number one, the Bush Nazi crime cabal is going to be going straight to jail. Hillary Clinton's going to be going straight to jail. Obama's going straight to jail. And all of these executive orders that he put into place to control us and control the food and control everything are going to be all erased. That's what's going to happen. And so they know that, and they know they can't control Trump, because what are they going to control him with? He's already been married three times. We know that. We already know he committed adultery. We got that. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. They can't dump a bunch of dirt on him. You know, he doesn't run around, you know, he's not a pedophile like all these rest of these weirdos are. I mean, so we know who he is. We've seen him on TV all of these years. Most of us like him. If you don't like him, you don't like him, but you can't say he's not a man. He's definitely not gay, and so you know that he's going to be telling the truth of what he's going to do. It's like John Wayne has ridden in to the Alamo with about 500 troops, you know, or 5,000 troops against Santa Ana, and he's here, hey, guess what, guys? We're just not going to let them do this today. How about that? We're not going to let them take and kill us all today. How about we're going to go ahead and take our country back? That's why he's galvanized everybody, because he's given us hope, and he's given us a future, Dave, and that's
You're
what
right.
he's done.
Ted, let me interject this for a second. I you're right about the 10%. It came out of a social psychology research group called SNARK, and they were studying when trends become fads and go crazy. And the 10% figure says when people are strongly committed to a unified ideal. And I do think we're past that point. So therefore, I would make this statement. Even if Donald Trump, if disaster befalls him, or they steal the election, or they shoot him, I think it's too late for the globalists. I don't think they can put this genie back in the box, in the bottle. I don't think they can unring the bell. I think it's too late. We're on a collision course, and I'm going to put something out to you I put out to Mike Adams last hour. UX16, practicing martial law, civil war combat in Texas, foreign troops versus U.S. military units. It's where I think this is going to end up. I don't want it to. I like peace. I don't like being shot at or having shells fall in my backyard or on my house. But what do you think, Ted? Where is this headed?
Well, this is what they always do. Now, remember this. When you had the Sabbath, when Sabbatane Levy was in the 1600s and he was basically perverting everybody, it was a sect of Judaism that I would call the synagogue of Satan, which is what Jesus called it, or John called it in the book of Revelation, just the synagogue of Satan. They decided that they were going to turn around and turn everything upside down that God made pure and holy, and to do everything against the Word of God and against the Torah. This is what they preached. This is what this guy preached. Well, Jacob Frank took that over in the 1700s, and he brought the Rothschild family into that. And they sent their groups of their tentacles of Satanism throughout Europe. And then what they did, they gradually, through fiat money and through the use of Babylonian money magic and fractional reserve banking, took control of all of Europe, and then they wanted control of the United States banking system. And they couldn't get it. And they actually got in 1812. The War of 1812 was fought over that. Andrew Jackson wouldn't renew their charter, I think, in 1832, 1833. They tried to kill him immediately. And then, of course, Lincoln was a Marxist. That's what he was. He was good friends with Stalin. For all you guys who don't know that, look it up. And he was awful. And he did not want the South to succeed. And it was not fought over slavery. It was fought over states' rights. But then he was smart enough to know that he was not going to allow a central bank to come back in. And many people believe, in fact, it's a real good book. It's called The Unseen Hand. And they say that he was actually assassinated by an agent of the Rothschild banking cartel. Yes. And then they pushed and pushed and pushed for another 50 or 60 years until they got Taft, who was a skull and bones boy, right? They got him to come in, not give the nomination back to Theodore Roosevelt. Theodore Roosevelt split the party. Remember, and also remember that Roosevelt and Theodore Roosevelt were connected to, you know, the Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and one of his ancestors sat on that, where it was at Jekyll Island, putting together the Federal Reserve Bank. So this was all orchestrated and planned. And then they brought in the sinking of the Lusitania to bring us into World War I. That didn't work, but finally the American population said okay. Because remember, the largest ethnic group in the United States at that time of World War I was Germany. Germans were the largest ethnic group. Our population had been decimated because of the Civil War. And Germans were coming over by the millions, literally, hundreds of thousands, millions, throughout like a 40, 50-year cycle. And they repopulated the United States, the largest ethnic ethnic group was German. People don't even know that. So then they were trying to get the United States to fight Germany in World War One. Couldn't get it done because the Germans said, no, absolutely not. We're not going to go fight against our cousins and uncles. Well, they eventually got Wilson, eventually pushed it in. He was being blackmailed on top of the Federal Reserve thing because of all of his affairs that he was having in the White House. And Colonel House was running the doggone White House by then. And then what ended up happening is they ended up getting into World War One, and they intentionally did the Treaty of Versailles, which they knew would destroy and cripple Germany, to punish Germany. Germany didn't even start World War One, and they knew it would plant the seeds for World War Two. Then this Rothschild group now took control of the United States, started pouring the money to the doggone banks, made money very easy to get. The whole stock market went through the roof. People started mortgaging their homes, mortgaging their families, mortgaging the farms that had been paid for to put money into the stock market. In 1929, they intentionally contracted the M1 money supply. When they did that, the banks had to call in all these loans, and all of these family farms went to the banks. And my father told me about that, because remember, my father was born in 1901. And so this is what happened. And then they dragged us into World War II, and it was all about making money. So what they've always done, Dave, to answer your question in a very long answer here, is they've always taken us to war. That's what they could do now. They could start another global war right now, and it could start with another false flag. I mean, this is what they could do to basically stop this Trump movement and this stop the awakening of America. So I hope doesn't happen. But Gerald Celente says that's what he thinks they're going to do, too.
Well, your instincts, my friend, and Gerald's instincts are very, very good. I've had, and Katie, unfortunately, we've not been able to discuss this because I've been on the run so much, but I had a conversation with Doug Hagman, and I had a conversation with some other people yesterday to share what two of my best sources brought to me in the last 4 days. And that's this drill going on, two drills going on in South Korea right now involving 360,000-plus South Korean and U.S. soldiers. The drill is an offensive drill designed to invade the North. There's no denying it. They show the amphibious landing craft. That's an offensive movement, and it's designed to invade the North after the deposing of the government. Now, I can't remember the other two leaders' names off the top of my head. One of them, I think, is Park Yu, but there's a triumvirate that runs North Korea. Even though we basically go with Jong-un, we say he's the guy. But what's going on right now inside North Korea, from what we're hearing and what my sources are getting, is the fact that there is perhaps a coup going on. Why? Because three of the top four leaders of the North Korean army have been executed by their leadership, and the fourth is missing, and they don't know where the whereabouts are. And so the military right now, their leadership, aren't exactly looking at this as a long-term, I want to retire from this kind of job proposition, and they are open to alternatives. And this has set off, and Ted, hold on to your hat, because this will start to explain a lot. Why would the Chinese all of a sudden start to militarize and build artificial islands with militarized equipment on it in the South China Sea? At first, I thought it was just to disrupt the coming TPP trade because all the signatories are in that area. But it's much bigger. China's preparing for World War III by getting into the South China Sea. And we also are seeing the Russian submarines gather in the east coast of Russia, not too far from northern Japan, not too far from Korea, because they think what will end up happening is the U.S., when these leaders are deposed in the north, the U.S. would have to invade, and they would have to take out the hardline troops that won't surrender, that won't follow their commander's orders, because they're the fanatics. They're the 10% fanatics you always hear about, and they're going to need to be dealt with. And that conflict on Korea will cause China to move quickly from the south out of the South China Sea and attack Taiwan, and World War III is on. That is right now, I'm telling you, as sure as I could bet my bottom dollar on this, this is not necessarily a probability, but it's a likelihood. Anyway, we'll continue with Ted Brewer on the other side in hour number 3. More on this. Don't go away.